Thanks for being here with us on Juneau Afternoon today. I'm Rhonda McBride. For many Alaskans, the desire to get out and get your hands in the dirt is primal. And joining us now, two gardeners who know all about that feeling that builds up to a crescendo over the winter months. We have Pat Hartman and Christy Hooten. They are co-chair of the Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners Association. And Pat, we will start with you. You know, at what point in the winter do you start feeling the call of the garden?
Well, I'm feeling the call for next year already. Planning on what to do then. It's when you love to garden, it's kind of catharsis, and it can be a year-round calling for what you want to do if that is your thing. But I do want to say that Christy and I are co-chairs of the Garden Tour. We're not actually co-chairs of the Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners, just for clarification there.
Thanks for setting me straight there. But we will be talking about the tours coming up here in a moment. So, Christy, what is your call to the garden? When does it happen?
I agree with Pat. It happens now. I'm working on things right now, like prepping beds so that I can start filling them next year. So it's kind of all year round. You're always on the lookout for a new, you know, garden art piece or some seeds you want to order, getting things together, you know, and prepping for seed starting, you know, in March or so. And it's kind of all year long, but definitely for me, it really starts hitting like in January and February.
So I have to,
the days are so long and so dark.
So this is prime time for when it all sort of comes to fruition or starts to. So I'm just kind of curious with each of you, what's your current passion project that you're working on right now?
I'm currently digging weeds out of my free-flowing raspberry patch, and I'm getting that ready to reorganize it and get it more structured, make it less accessible to my dogs to wander through and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm working on my raspberry patch.
Well, raspberries seem to have a mind of their own, I guess. They dare to keep invading into new territory. How about you, Pat? What are you working on right now?
Well, I'm doing the same thing as far as trying to get the weeds out of the yard. We've had we're really about a month behind right now on what is normal. So I'm quite a ways behind because I had a trip out of town. And so now I'm kind of paying the price on that. Still working on getting some of the garden beds in and areas of my gardens is getting the garden art placed and putting in the new plants that I've got. So it's one of those things that's always an ongoing occurrence, but I would say we're actually probably about a month behind normal. So that's made it really tough to get plants in the ground and know where we're going.
So how is this going to affect the annual garden tour that's coming up in July?
Well, the tour fluctuates every year. It's never on a set date. We're hoping we continue to have a little bit of rain and a lot more sunshine because that's helping those flowers come out on the gardens. The gardens that I've seen this week are looking really good, and I think they'll be ready for July 10th when the tour comes around. And you know, it's always a hit and miss here in Juneau. We can have sunshine where it pops out and everything's ahead of schedule, or we can have rain like what we've had this year and cold temperatures that puts everything behind. So hopefully the peonies hold out and everything will look absolutely great. And I know the garden owners are working hard and the garden should be really beautiful by then.
So, Christy, how do you go about picking the gardens that are going to be part of this tour? Or are there just some ongoing regulars that you resort to?
Well, actually, we do like to We like to rotate the gardens, and you know, it's always a bonus when we find a garden homeowner that we haven't visited before. It's also nice to revisit gardens every, it kind of depends on how it goes, but 4 or 5 years, because things change all the time. That, you know, they put in new features or new plants, and, you know, the gardens mature. Some things that we look for are, you know, say, you know, if they have a unique feature, we also look for, you know, how accessible is it for the visitors? You know, will there be a parking problem? You know, are there, well, you know, of course, like tripping hazards, things like that. Are things are what we, you know, a few of the things we keep in mind.
So, Christy, I understand.
Availability. Are those owners going to be available, you know, to do the pre-tour and also the tour?
Right.
And the pre-tour is for the docents and the homeowners, so they have a chance to visit the gardens, because they'll be busy on tour day.
So, I understand, Christy, that you're responsible for choosing this year's theme, which is garden therapy. How did that come about?
Pat was showing me pictures, and we liked the picture that's on the flyer, and I just got to thinking about, you know, how long the year has been, and, you know, it's been wet and cold spring, and I just started brainstorming, you know, in my head, garden therapy, and, you know, be revived and inspired and thrive.
Well, it has been a tough time with COVID and the isolation that people have had. But, Pat, I understand from talking to some gardening businesses that actually people have continued to buy a lot of supplies, so that from that they get a sense that a lot of people use their COVID isolation to return to gardening.
We had a garden tour last year that was probably our best ever. We had close to, I would say, between the docents and those that bought tickets, we had close to 200 people that came. They wore masks. It was outside. It was absolutely fantastic tour. I know both seeds and plants. Juneau's one of those places that, you know, you need to buy your plants and plan early, because you're not going to find a whole lot of things in the fall, and you better be ordering if there's something really specialized that you want. It's the only place I've ever lived where if you see it, you better buy it, because it's probably not going to be there tomorrow. Unfortunately, with COVID, all the seed catalog places had the same issue. Seeds were hard to come by last year. Even you know, chicken manure for the primula was hard to come by. And so you kind of learned that you need to stockpile, not necessarily hoard, but stockpile certain things so you've got it, and kind of watch for when they come in. And I think this year is the same as far as both the seed ordering and plants, if there's things that you need, and certain products that are a little tougher to find than what they have been, because so many people, and it's not just Juneau, it's pretty much nationwide, there was a lot more people home, a lot more people working in their yards, a lot more people growing their own produce. So it's changed a little, and we'll see how it goes in the future on whether that loosens up or not.
Well, we're just about out of time. So quickly, can someone recap what they need to know if they want to jump on this garden tour?
Well, tickets are available on our website, seak-mastergardeners.org. There's headlines on the page. You just click the link for the garden tour. It'll take you through, and you can purchase your tickets. We'll have a garden guide online for them to print out. We'll also have a few on hand, too. There'll be a garden guide. And if they have any questions or want to nominate somebody for a future garden tour, they can use the info@seak-mastergardeners.org email address.
All right. Well, I have to thank both of you for joining us, Pat Hartman and Christy Hooten. Thanks so much. We got to go now, but thanks for bringing us up to date on the garden tour.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.